What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to do?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you?
I'm doing stupendous. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing amazing.
We have six more positive news stories coming at you. Tim, do you want to get started today?
Absolutely. Out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, I have a couple of twins. They are 6 years old, Major and Mekki Muhammad. They have been doing something super amazing. Just like every little kid our age, they wanted to start a lemonade stand. So that's what they did. They got a little bit of help from their mom, who's, hey, if you guys want to be entrepreneurs, I'll help guide you, but you guys have to put in the work. Her idea is to teach them about entrepreneurship so they can learn at a very young age and it's not too difficult for them whenever they get older, which I think is a 10 out of 10 idea. Shout out to moms. That being said, what they decided to do was create this lemonade called Sunshine in a Cup. And what they do is they set up their stand, they offer lemonade out to anybody in their community, and they don't put a set price on this cup of lemonade. It's all donation-based. What they're doing is trying to spread positivity. Sunshine in a cup, here you go. You can pay whatever you want. We'll buy whatever we need to buy with this profits, and then we'll keep pushing it forward. For six-year-olds to come up with this idea, to not put a price on it, and to continue pushing this forward, to try to brighten up other people's day, I thought, was a 10 out of 10 idea, but it gets even better. They're actually supported by their entire community. They've done news interviews, radio interviews. They've done episodes on podcasts, on social media, all because their community is getting behind this positive movement. I think this is super, super important to talk about because it doesn't matter how old you are, doesn't matter how young you are at 6 years old for these twins, you can really make a difference in people's lives and you can start a business too at any point. So shout out to the twins. I think they're amazing and I definitely want everybody to talk about it and hopefully they inspire other people to do this in their community as well because we could all use a cup of sunshine.
Do you have a source on that, sir, that we can all look it up?
Yeah, man, I actually have a few news websites and there's actually a TikTok. It's called Episode with the Steel City Twins podcast episode that we can definitely share to our page for sure on Facebook at the Positive Truth Podcast. I almost forgot our podcast part.
Absolutely. Appreciate that, sir. Before I get into my positive news story, I got to ask a few personal questions for you, Tim.
Cool.
Are you married?
Indubitably.
How many kids do you have?
I have two, but if you ask them, they'll say three because Captain is the oldest.
Okay. Your wife, she was pregnant. Can you imagine running immediately after having a kid?
Ha! No. I don't think she could. I couldn't imagine her running anywhere. No.
Okay. Do you like to run, Tim?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Are you running every day now?
I have been until I hurt my back about a week ago. What's funny, my daughter and the wifey this morning were like, you look a little cranky. Do you think you need to go on a run? I think they're happier when I am running, so I definitely got to keep that going. So, yeah.
Maybe they're happier with you out of the house and you're happier.
Didn't think about it like that, but that was good. That was good.
Yeah, you walked into that one.
What's I definitely
longest,
did.
What's the longest race you've ever run?
Oh, man. Longest race? College, it had to have been an 8K. I don't think I've ever raced a 10K, so 8K.
How many 5 miles? Is it 5 miles?
Yeah.
Okay, so my positive news story is about a young lady, Canadian runner, name is Stephanie Chase. She had a daughter 6 months ago, and she participated in the Earls Wales Ultra Trail Marathon, Ultra Trail Snow Dio, so Snowdonna. So this race is a 100-mile race. It's in Wales, so it's up and down mountain. 100 miles. She had a kid 6 months ago, Tim, and she won the race in her division. And because she hadn't raced since before she was pregnant, she started 30 minutes behind. I could stop there, but I want to give more details because it gets better. So let me continue. She stopped twice during the race to breastfeed her daughter and still won the race, Tim.
That's incredible.
I just want to throw that out there.
That's incredible.
Hold up. We're not there yet. I've still got a better story. But you hear that and you're like, wow, Stephanie, that's really impressive. You must have been a runner when you were a kid. She hated running when she was a kid. She ran. We had this experience. We were a little different than most kids, but PE teacher would make them run miles. There are certain kids that they had fun with that because they were faster. So they were like, oh yeah, let's run. And there were other kids that hated it. Stephanie was one of the kids that hated it because when she finished running, her face was red and all the kids made fun of her. She said, I was 9 years old. I lost all confidence. I never, ever wanted to run again. Picked it up when she got older because she wanted to be healthier. And now she's winning races while breastfeeding a 6-month-old child. 100-mile races, by the way, up and down mountains. She's a human rights lawyer as well. So she specializes in helping people and inspiring people through running. My first positive news story of the day.
First off, shout out to you for having a running positive news story. 10 out of 10. Shout out to Stephanie for running an ultramarathon 6 months after giving birth, because anybody knows that's been around any woman that has given birth, they are rebuilding themselves emotionally, physically, etc. It's a lot. So for her to go out there and run an ultramarathon, oh my gosh, by itself is just crazy. But to stop and breastfeed your child, to go out there to win it on top of that, 10 out of 10. And I will say, everybody that hated running when they were a kid, they love it now. And it makes me so mad because they used to make fun of me whenever, because I was that kid. I was the happy kid in class. Yay, we get to run. Let's go do this. Now I see all these people signing up for 10Ks. I still haven't even ran a 10K, JP. I go out here and just run. They're out here having fun and smiling and taking pictures. It makes me laugh so much, but it's all good, man. Running brings a lot of people together, and there's a lot of positive news stories out there, just like Stephanie. So shout out to that story there, JP.
You had a better segue, because I asked you the question, and you said your wife and kids like it when you run. And then you just said, if you know any woman, they're rebuilding themselves after their pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
Now Stephanie rebuilt herself, and maybe that's how you're rebuilding yourself.
Indubitably. Look at you. We're doing life lessons with the positive truth. I see you, JP.
I told you I had the bangers. What do you got, man?
That was a fire one. See, I actually have this one. Another stranger doing a superhero thing, man. I love my superheroes here on The Positive Truth. So there was a woman. She just happened to be outside. There was a stranger who was walking, stranger to her. He's 87 years old. He was just going on his regular walk like he normally does at a Jari Park. And what ended up happening was he collapsed. She sees him, immediately runs, and starts doing CPR. While she's doing CPR, somebody's calling 911. Nobody's showing up for a few minutes, and she's still doing it. So she said, I can't stop. I have to make sure he's okay. She continues doing this for this stranger for 20 minutes, JP. The ambulance finally comes, get him in there. He happens to be okay, goes to the hospital. The doctors, the paramedics, the nurses, everybody let the daughter of the person who had the heart attack know, hey, he wouldn't have lived if she would have stopped doing CPR. The woman who was doing CPR, she disappears. No name wasn't to be found, didn't want any credit. She just disappears, does her own thing. Man goes to the hospital, fully recovers. The daughter gets on social media. She starts to look for this woman, JP. Hey, I need to know this man, this woman, child. I don't know what you are. Who saved my dad? I need to talk to you. She finally finds the woman. She tells her thank you. She didn't want to share her name. But the coolest thing about it was the man who actually had a heart attack actually lost another daughter years before to cardiac arrest. And if she would have actually had CPR done for her, she would have survived. So this woman who went to find the lady that actually saved her father's life had this heartwarming hug and heartwarming story to tell her, look, I believe that my sister's spirit was here for you to do that for my father, so we can talk about this story so people can learn about CPR. And then this made me think about, man, we just did a story about a year ago how I know in Oklahoma City Public Schools and a lot of schools are requiring seniors to learn CPR before they graduate. It can actually save somebody's life. I'm not going to say you're going to spend 20 minutes giving somebody CPR one day, but it could happen and it could actually save somebody's life, and you can pay this forward, what you're getting taught. I thought this story was amazing because there's a lot of people that would have just walked past it. Oh no, let me call 911. Or they would have just pulled out their phone to record. This woman stopped, saved this man's life, and then she disappeared because she didn't want any credit. 10 out of 10 to me, that's what type of human beings I like to see.
So I'm the numbers guy. So my favorite part about this story was the first responder's response afterwards. Because when the first responders got there and they saw that she was performing CPR, they were astounded, because whenever you learn CPR, this is what the first responder said, it's like, They tell you in CPR school that doing the compressions is so hard, most people can't do it for more than 90 seconds.
You're basically breaking this person's ribs. So yeah, for 20 minutes, that's some endurance, like craziness. It's a superhero.
Did they ever find the person?
They ended up finding her, yes. She didn't share her name. I actually see a picture of her. I will share this to the podcast. I actually went to 2 or 3 different websites just so I could see if they found her, and they actually did. So I think this is pretty awesome, man.
Do you have a source on this so people want to look it up themselves?
Man, there was News 4, News 5. I don't know the exact website. NBC News 4. I will find it for you. I apologize. I exited out of the links.
I feel like every city, state, town has a News 4 and a News 5.
I know. I was like, I'm butchering that, but Fox 4, NBC 4. Yeah, it's something.
To be fair, we both got to be better about sharing the sources. So
yeah, we'll do for now on. I apologize, guys.
Yeah, we're just some amateurs over here talking about positive news stories. But we're also talking about things we're grateful for because it's halfway through the podcast and we like to pause and do audio meditation. So me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well, guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
Free fishing weekend here in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, man. Every year they do it in June. And this weekend is actually free fishing weekend, and both of my kids want to go fishing. I'm not sure how my 2-year-old's going to do, but my 7-year-old, I know she's excited. She has her hat, she has her chair, she has her fishing pole. She's just ready to go. So whenever it's not raining, we're going to head out to one of these small lakes or ponds and go enjoy the day.
What's up? That's what's up. Tim, I want you to tell everyone what this is.
That's a microphone.
So how do I sound, sir?
You sound like you have a very deep voice.
I'm a soprano, thank you.
Hey.
That actually segues into my next positive news story, but on the topic, how many mics have I given you because they can't work with mine?
Ooh, 2? Possibly 3?
You remember I've always been having mic issues? So we were supposed to record last week. I haven't told you this story yet. And I go to record, and I have multiple options on mine. And every time I hit the nano, which is the microphone, it never works. I forgot that 1.5 years ago, I installed this Pro Tools app that syncs all the mics to working. And I clicked it and I was like, oh yeah, I installed this to specifically fix my mic issues.
That's hilarious. That is hilarious.
So, and I was just like, I just remember, this is last week when we were supposed to record. I just looked at my microphone and I was like, I fixed this problem, forgot that I fixed the problem, and then kept trying to fix the problem for 1.5 years. And then I randomly solved it by clicking on this because we had the little Pro Tools thing I installed. And then you still have that little Pro Tools recording kit whenever we do interviews. And I forgot that it had that feature. So yeah, I knew you'd get a kick out of that.
Wow. I'll save that. Pocket. All right, let's go.
Hey, I'm telling you, I'm just letting off all the funny stories. Letting off all the funny stories in the gratitude statement.
How you threw your hands up is how I threw my hands up when you said, what happened on Sunday? Look, I don't know.
Hey, man, I understand. You sleep till noon every day. It's okay. Some people.
A hilarious joke. Hilarious.
But you're just talking about singing, and I don't have a deep voice. I'm a soprano. I will sing for anyone that will want to hear it, but most people don't want to hear it. But
that is a fact.
An inspirational story about Philip Brown. Have you ever heard of him, sir?
No, sir.
So if you go to the IMDb page, he's known for The Dark Knight Rises, Thor, Sleepyhead TV show, Back to Black, Love Soup. I've only seen one of these movies. It's the Batman movie, of course.
Dark Knight.
But he's an actor, also a jazz musician. But my favorite part is I learned the background of his story. He's a second generation immigrant from London. His father came to London and he worked as a London bus driver. And his dad was like, man, I got a stable job. People are always going to need transportation. That's why I learned this trait. I get to make people happy every day. And he was like, whenever you get older, you should find a job where, you know, you can get some stability. Normal, he had a mom, he had a dad. As normal as you can get. He was taken to church every week. And in church, he loved to sing. He really struggled in school with academics. So he's like, man, I'm gonna be a singer. And his dad was like, man, that's fine, but you need something to fall back on. And he was like, okay, I'll always remember that. He kept developing his singing potential. He was told he has real potential. And then he got an ear infection, got sick. His ear infection was so bad to him, he lost hearing in his ear. Mm. And a doctor told him, you'll never be able to sing again. It's a wrap. You've lost your inner ear. And he was devastated. He went through the low mental health, of course, because you just randomly lost your passion. But he took his dad's advice, became a London bus driver. Stable job, paying your bills, making your money. But he kept practicing because you like to run. He likes to sing. So everyone likes
you, man. Right.
So he just kept singing. He would sing on the bus. And you're like, oh yeah, you're pretty good. One day, picking up, he saw one of his old friends. His old friend was like, hey man, I know somebody. You should go apply for the Broadway play. I guess it's not Broadway. Apply for the play, the London play at the London Symphony. He's like, nah, man, I can't do it. He's like, I think you got a chance. Just try it. He went in there, blew him away, ended up getting the spot in the play, ended up becoming an actor. He's a jazz musician. He's dropped an album. All just for practicing his singing after his ear infection. And it just goes to show you, it's never truly over. But then he had that stability with his father that him being on the bus and practicing with people and just seeing people is what got him in that position. So it all came full circle. And now he's a full-blown actor and musician. And I just thought it was a nice story.
That's an inspirational story right now, JP. 10 out of 10. I had no idea. Knew nothing about this man. Now I'm over here looking him up. I'm like, 10 out of 10. That is amazing. Couldn't sing.
Generation immigrant. Just like your wife, right?
No, she actually was born here. Her parents were definitely born in Mexico, though.
That's what I'm saying. Second.
Second generation. Yeah, first gen, technically, immigrant. Because.
Sorry.
Dang. No, you're good.
American over here.
It happens. Okay, CPS.
Anyways, back to the positive news story.
Oh, man. So my last positive news story of the day actually comes out of Pensacola Beach in Florida. There is a fisherman by the name of Andrew Smith. Andrew Smith was minding his business. He was tired. He just finished work. He wasn't even going to go to the beach this day, but he decided, you know what? Let me just go ahead and check it out. Goes to the beach, and he wasn't there for more than a few minutes before some lady ran up to him and asked, can you swim, please? My friend needs help. What ended up happening was these two young ladies were swimming in the beach, having a good time, and a current came by and took one of the young girls. She kept going farther and farther into the water, and she was just trying to stay afloat. Andrew, he's a fisherman, but he can't swim due to a seizure condition that he has. So he immediately, whenever the woman asked, he looked, he saw what was going on and said, I can't swim, and then saw his drone. That's what he fishes with. But my drone can. So he immediately puts his drone up. Somebody hands him a floaty. He flies out to the water, tries to drop it on where the girl is, but because the winds were so strong, the floaty actually flew way farther than they expected it to. Immediately, everybody starts freaking out. Andrew's about to start crying because he doesn't know what to do. And he said he decided I needed to keep my composure, flew the drone back. Somebody else handed him another floaty. He flew it back out there over this young girl and decided to get it as close as he possibly could, which he did. Drops it. The girl swims to the floaty, gets it, holds onto it until first aid came, which was over 10 minutes later, JP. Gets the girl. Paramedics check her. They find out she's okay. They released her. And everybody that was there said if you wouldn't have sent that floaty and she wouldn't have got it right then and there, she would not have made it. The coolest thing about this whole entire story, JP, it's all on video, man.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say that.
All on video. The entire thing's on video, man. It's pretty awesome. At the Positive Truth Facebook page at the PositiveTruthPodcast.com, Facebook/PositiveTruthPodcast. You guys check this out. It's actually amazing. When I watched it, I was like, yo, the fact that people are catching all this superhero stuff is wild to me, but I love it. Shout out to Andrew for being the hero that we all needed that day, man.
You should post it right now, Tim.
I want to share it right now. Say like, less. Meow. It's going right now. Take this world. Shout out to Los.
Just had number two on the child. Yeah, shout out to Los.
The twin.
Not actually twins. It looks a lot like, baby girl looks a lot like Los. Los is the best gamer of all time. I don't know how he's pulling these off. We're not going to drop names, of course, but phonics, how they rhyme is just, Los is knocking it out of the park with the names.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know who else is knocking it out of the park? Kage-san. They had an idea, crazy idea, acceptable idea, depending on how you think about it. And they said, we have dramatically lost a lot of our land due to not keeping up with it. Forestry and Wildlife Committee was like, we've lost most of our native horses, our snow leopards, and our Turangan tiger. It's like, we've just taken all of their space. So they made an effort. Their effort was, we only have 869,000 hectares of protected wildlife land. We need way more than that. They raised it to 30.9 million hectares. And what do you know, Tim? With protected lands, conservations, building up the area, animals like the snow leopard and the Turangan tiger, which only had 3 to 4 in the country, they're all back. Populations have doubled and tripled. The area is green, full of growth. And instead of being used for commercial incentives, it's a safe land for these animals. It's actually helped the economy. Who would have guessed it with tourism? So they made all their money back. And the land is also being used as a conservation area. Who would have known with the Positive Podcast?
The person that brought it up definitely knew. He definitely knew.
So yeah, trees are great with Positive Fruits. Conservation areas, and you make your money back with tourism. And just the general mental health and well-being of looking out and seeing beautiful.
Some people talk about conservation, but like my quote here today, some people want it to happen. Some people wish it would happen. Others make it happen, JP. Quotes by Tim.
That's the best segue you've had in a while, man. We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.